This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
I know I will get the criticism from the public or from the media, but I will do what is right and what I feel is right for the country and for the people.
Melania Trump talking with Sean Hannity of Fox News yesterday while aboard the aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush as she paid its crew a holiday season visit. President Trump saying Mexico is still going to pay for his proposed border wall in the form of money that the U.S. saves on a new trade agreement. The president tweeting moments ago that the new deal that's replacing NAFTA is a better deal, resulting in savings for the U.S., and it's presumably money that will be used to build the wall. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
British Prime Minister Theresa May, for now, has survived a no-confidence vote of her own Conservative Party.
Lawmakers rejected the no-confidence motion to May's leadership 200-117, but the win by Theresa May has exposed the bitter split in her own party over Great Britain's departure from the EU. Still, there is no clue as to how May can plot a course out of the Brexit maze by improving the chances the House of Commons will approve her contentious Brexit deal.
We now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future.
I'm John Clemens.
Three people who've been missing in an abandoned West Virginia coal mine now safely rescued. A person found on Monday was able to give authorities information about where the others might be, and they were finally freed yesterday. Two Israelis have been killed, at least two injured, in a shooting attack in the West Bank. The shooter identified as a Palestinian man who opened fire at a bus stop. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen getting 3 years in federal prison, and his lawyer weighs in on it. Here's a report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
You'll see Mr. Cohen cooperating with one or more congressional committees. He'll answer every question.
You're listening to Lanny Davis, Michael Cohen's lawyer, as his client sentenced in New York to 3 years in federal prison.
He has a hard road, quite frankly, with me when I first decided whether to represent him, to convince me that he has genuinely changed and been transformed.
Davis says Cohen, who worked for President Trump, cooperated with Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Now we have to judge whether facts are facts, despite the fact that his past 10 years have not always been truthful in defending Donald Trump.
Michael Cohen has to pay fines to the tune of almost $2 million for lying to Congress and breaking campaign finance laws. Cohen arriving at the courthouse with his wife and children. He reports to prison March 6th.
And the list of inductees for the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class is out, and this year's selections include a wide variety of performers. It includes Janet Jackson, Stevie Nicks, Radiohead, The Cure, Def Leppard, Roxy Music, and The Zombies. They'll all be inducted at the official ceremony on March 29th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Here we are, fresh and independent at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. And guess who we have in with us right now? Brigitte Gabriel joins us, author of the book Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom, and founder of ACT. Brigitte, good to have you with us as always. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Delighted to be with you this morning.
Well, let's talk about the support of caravan migrants. Some have so boldly come out to say, look, if you want us to leave your border fence, give us $50,000 and we'll get out of your hair. That's pretty bold, isn't it?
Well, it is pretty bold, but you know what? They are accustomed to Obama, because if Obama was at the White House, he would have given it to them. Mm-hmm. But this time, they are dealing with the wrong president. Right. President Trump will never give them a dime. He is not the type of man you want to blackmail, because it's not going to work. And they're exposing themselves for who they really are. It actually helps the Republicans make the case as to why we need to protect the border, because these people are not coming to America because they cannot wait to become Americans. They cannot wait to become a part of the fabric of this great nation, to accomplish, to grow, to make America greater and better and become a part of history. That's not what they're interested in. What they're interested in is give us a little money, a little bakhshish kind of sort of thing, and we will go away and leave you alone. Otherwise, we're a bunch of criminals. We're in it for a quick buck.
Right, exactly. And that came out, I thought was quite interesting, when the president had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in the Oval Office, and they were uncomfortable. They didn't want the media to be there. But the president took us in the factory office and let us see a little bit of the sausage making. And you notice how uncomfortable they were.
Exactly, Bill. Exactly. And this is unprecedented. I mean, look, President Trump is so comfortable with the media. President Trump has been in the media for years, for decades. He has his own national television show. So for him to be surrounded with media, he's comfortable with it. He's comfortable confronting them. He dealt with them when he filed bankruptcy, when he was at the lowest point in his life as a businessman. The media attacked him then. We have never had a president who is so well-seasoned to either deal with the media, schmooze with the media, attack the media, respond to the media, be on the receiving punch of the media. So for him to be in a room, whether he's negotiating or whether he's performing on a television show, they are invisible to him in a way. So it is much more comfortable for him to be able to actually be willing to expose and debate and negotiate while the media is present. Exactly. On the other hand, you take politicians like Schumer and Pelosi, who are so used to dealing with shady deals under the table in secret. I mean, look, we all know what members of Congress, especially on the Democratic side, do. Mm-hmm. So he literally used the opportunity to expose them for who they are and let the American public see what they are about. And the good thing is that the mainstream media, which hate his guts, had to air that because it's news. They've got to air it.
That's right. And he knows the game quite well. Well, as you say,
exactly.
Brigitte, the politicians are very chameleon-like, and they've made it real clear even during this last 2018 election, and they pick no bones about it. They say, look, we say one thing, during the campaign because we got to get the vote, and then we do what we need to do once we're in office. I mean, they were that blatant and obvious about it. I was still surprised that people still voted for them.
Exactly. And you know what was so incredible about watching that video of Schumer and Pelosi in the White House sitting with President Trump? Have you noticed how while they're talking to him, they couldn't even look at him? So they're negotiating while he is looking at them, literally directly in the eye talking to Schumer. Schumer is not looking at the president. He's looking at Pelosi. He's looking at the lamp. He's looking at the couch. He's looking at the chair. He's not looking at the president. They hate him so much they can't even look at him. So they would sneak one look real fast and then turn their face. This is not negotiating in good faith. This is not when you come and sit around the table and say, okay, we are here because we want to talk with you. We know we need to work on a problem or solve a problem for the sake of the American people who elected us to be here representing their interests, the interests of the American people. And it was so telling watching the body language of both Schumer and Pelosi in contrast to the body language of President Trump, who's looking at them, facing them, trying to talk with them. The more he looked at them and talked to them, the more they looked away, looked at the wall, at the couch, at the lamp, at the chair, at the press, except looking at the president.
Right, exactly. And the thing we knew was going to happen after the private meeting, of course, Nancy Pelosi came out and she didn't disappoint us. Of course, she attacks the president's manhood. That's the typical stuff that she's been doing. I mean, it seems like her only weapon is the gender card these days.
Well, exactly, Bill. And look, the Democrats, the left does that with everybody. Look, they call people like you and I Islamophobes and homophobes and whatever phobes, everybody
right.
is a hater, racist, bigot. They cannot attack the facts. They cannot argue with the facts because the facts are on our side. Mm. And the same thing with the president. And so when the president's speaking factually about why we need to secure the border, why we need to protect our citizens, what's coming through the border, because they cannot argue with his facts, the only thing they can do is call their enemies names, slap labels on them. It's very easy to say, oh, he's a hater, he's such an egomaniac, he's such a narcissist, he's such a this and that. Okay, so put all that aside. Let's go back talking about the border wall.
Yeah.
So now that we know that whatever she said about the president, narcissist, egomaniac, etc., etc., now tell us what about the facts that he talked about with the wall? And
right,
that's
exactly.
The one thing they cannot talk about.
Yeah, where's your solutions? I mean, you see this. I mean,
exactly.
She says it's a problem. Okay, well, where's your briefcase of solutions here that you're offering to discuss? Because the one thing about Donald Trump that drives him nuts, as you said, Brigitte, is he's fixed. He knows the facts, and he's not going to be wishy-washy. He knows when he goes in there what the end game is. And the problem with them, see, the end game for them is just disrupt and resist and do anything they can to topple this president. But the president's not worried about that so much as he's worried about the American people.
Exactly. And here's the good thing about President Trump. President Trump is a businessman. Because he comes from a business background all his life, he goes into a negotiating meeting prepared with facts and prepared with different scenarios to be able to get the deal that he wants. So when he goes into a meeting, he knows his facts, he can recite them. On the other hand, when you're dealing with politicians like Schumer and Pelosi, they don't go in with facts. They go in with talking points provided to them by their chief of staff, who's also in politics. So they're going in basically because they're playing for the press, they're playing for how we're going to get reelected, they're playing for what can we do in order to satisfy our constituents and give them what they want, but they never banked on the press being there watching how the negotiation is happening. So that's exactly why when President Trump is sharing facts with them, they could not respond. He's got the facts on his side, he knows how to talk about it, they're politicians, they're not prepared, and he is able to win the argument every time. But here's a tip for our listeners, Bill, and this is extremely important. I want everybody's attention. Right now, we have got to bombard Congress with phone calls, the Republican members of Congress, but with Paul Ryan at the helm to do the right thing by the American American people before they leave office. He is leaving. 40 members of Congress are leaving who are Republicans. We need to bombard them right now to do the right thing and give the president the money that he needs to build his wall. We now still have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a president at the White House. We've got 1 week
you
before...
You need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea, now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like us, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, a New York Times bestselling author, founder, and and I should say the chairman of ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S., Brigitte Gabriel, is with us. And it's this grassroots activation, Brigitte, that is so critical right now, even in this lame duck session. People need to understand our politicians, they're still listening. It may be lame duck, but our voices still count, do they not?
Our voice still counts, and that's why it's important, Bill, for people to call their members of Congress. It only takes 2 minutes of your time. Go to our website, actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. Click on Contact Congress, enter your zip code. We give you your elected official's name, phone number, email address, their regular address. We even have a pre-written letter for you. With the click of a button, you can send it to your elected official. You could do that this morning while you're sipping your cup of coffee in your pajamas and make a difference for the country.
Exactly.
And, you know, by the way, this is exactly why I wrote my book, Rise, Bill, and I named it Rise. By the way, the book came out 8 weeks ago. It's in bookstores nationwide.
Yes.
Rise, because it's important for the American public to understand what's at stake and what we are facing as a nation. We, President Obama did so much damage to the country that, thank God, we now have President Trump, and we need to use the opportunity while we have a patriot in office that we can help him do everything we can to reverse the damage that was done under the previous administration. Because if we do not correct it now, we're going to lose our country for generations to come. It is vital that people rise in defense of our Judeo-Christian values and freedom, which are the foundation of our nation.
Exactly. Well, and I don't know if you've seen the panel, but we feature your book on the front page of our website, Brigitte, the book Rise.
Thank
so
you.
It is, yes, because we are so, I mean, this is so in line. This is what, you know, our country is all about. I mean, our country was started by activists. I mean, that said, look, we're not happy with the status quo. And they gave us, I believe, a better way with the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And when we operate within that context, it goes well for us. It's when we get these politicians that are more interested in getting elected than serving its citizens that we get a screwed up immigration program that we have. And it's just so discombobulated. And we know just by the raw essence of fairness, that it's unfair. Why should somebody come in legally and go through everything that what you went through to come in legally into this country and to become a citizen and somebody to jump the line to be able to, you know, we were talking about this yesterday, Brigitte. You know, we let people come in. And it's somehow becomes an honor system. People who break the law somehow are extended honor to say, okay, hey, why don't you come back and, you know, we're going to send you a notice so that you come back for a hearing so we hear your case. And of course, we know what happens 85% of the time. They vapor into the morass of 320 million, Americans and they're lost here in the crowd. And then we say, well, how many illegal immigrants do we have? Some say 11 million, some say as many as 30 million. I mean, we don't even know. But meanwhile, on top of that, Brigitte, we're giving them, I mean, you know, we're a very generous country. Our heart is always there, and we have a heart of generosity. But we're getting ripped off because people are coming here illegally. They're jumping the line. And you know, as a legal immigrant, what you had to go through, you had to make sure that your finances, that you were secure, that you were not going to be a burden to the country. And all of a sudden, now we got all these other, you know, these other immigrants who come in, and somehow they get special treatment. And people know instinctively that is unfair.
That is so unbelievably unfair. It is a slap on the face to every American who did it the legal way, abiding by the law. Like myself, we are a nation of people who immigrated here and proved themselves to be worthy of the American citizenship. Look, we pay for our airline to get here. We pay for our attorneys to do our paperwork. We pay for all the medical tests we have to take to make sure we don't bring any diseases to the country. We make sure we stay out of trouble and in line with the law so we can prove that we are worthy to become citizens of this nation. We make it a point to abide by the law and not create problems. And not only that, we then, once we get the citizenship, we go out of our way. working hard, paying our taxes. We couldn't wait to become a part of the American fabric. We start businesses. We hire people. We become a part of the American society. We add to America, not take away from it. When you look at illegal criminal aliens and what they're doing and the cost that they're costing people like us to do, to give you an example, $90 billion a year is spent on illegal criminal aliens for welfare and social services by the American taxpayers. $90 billion a year. $17 billion a year is spent for education for the American-born children of illegal criminal aliens known as anchor babies. And Congress is bickering with the president about giving the president, basically what they're arguing over is $3 billion. That's it. It's chump change. They already agreed to give him $1.6 billion. He's asking for $5 billion. We're talking about chump change for Washington, D.C., considering exactly the numbers that I just shared with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's, I mean, near $100 billion. I mean, you can build a lot of walls with that $100 billion.
That's right. Exactly. Actually, the total cost of illegal immigration to the United States annually is $338.3 billion. $338 billion annually. Can you imagine what wall we can build for that much money? Can you imagine? We can put widgets on it. My gosh, we can make it look like it's built on Mars with all the technical stuff. Not to mention, we will be able to take care of social services for our own people, those who need it. We can take care of our veterans. We can take care of our homeless. We can take care of our own people and our own citizens and help them out. Fix our bridges. Fix our infrastructure. This is the type of information that the American public needs to know and be able to speak to their elected officials about. And that's what I detail in my book, Rise. This is why people need to get this book and read it. And also go to our website, actforamerica.org, and join us so you can get our emails and action alerts. So you are armed with information to debate with your friends too. Hey, the holidays are coming up. You need to be able to argue with your lefty family members at the dinner table.
That's right, without a doubt. Well, Brigitte, the other thing that needs to be touched on is the people who come here illegally. They end up living in the shadows. Nobody, no human being deserves to live in the shadows. Regardless, it's the system right now is set up in such a way that we are promoting and encouraging this kind of illegal behavior and this kind of encumbrance on the taxpayers of America. It's our own system. We have the capability of fixing it, as you say, outside of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. But the people who really own this government is of and for and by we the people. It is not of for by the elites and the politicians. We've allowed it to get that way, and here, this is what they've done to our country. They have violated this country. They are violating its citizens, and this is why we're so grateful for Donald Trump.
Exactly, and that's exactly why, like you said, we are a nation built by the people for the people. We, the people, need to rise and hold our government accountable for their actions. And especially now, you know, everybody is frustrated with the Republicans because there's no excuse why for 2 years President Trump has been in office and the Republican House and Senate have not been able to get to build a wall. Period.
Yeah.
They have been exposed. They give us the lip service when they are running for elections and then they don't do anything about it. And that's why the American public, it's important to speak up, to become engaged, to become involved, to make sure you talk to your elected officials, and make sure you are engaged in your community. Look, Act for America has chapters nationwide. Go to our website, join a chapter. If there's no chapter in your community, start a chapter.
Yeah, make sure you check out the website, actforamerica.org. All the information is right there. You can be a full 100% activated citizen in 2 seconds, okay? Let's get moving. She is the author of Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom, Brigitte Gabriel. Brigitte, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, my friend.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, Fast Delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members customers enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I do what I think is right.
The nation's first lady opens up about dealing with nonstop public scrutiny and criticism, saying the media should, in her words, focus on substance, not gossip and nonsense.
I know I will get the criticism from the public or from the media, but I will do what is right and what I feel is right for the country and for the people.
Melania Trump talking with Sean Hannity of Fox News yesterday while aboard the aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush as she paid its crew a holiday season visit. President Trump saying Mexico is still going to pay for his proposed border wall in the form of money that the U.S. saves on a new trade agreement. The president tweeting moments ago that the new deal that's replacing NAFTA is a better deal, resulting in savings for the U.S., and it's presumably money that will be used to build the wall. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How did you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me.
Hey, we're back with you, America, just like that. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Aaron Lemonstrasse is back with us. We're going to talk about PSAT and the National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test, known as the NMSQT, I understand. So we're going to keep that fair. And, you know, we want to talk about what it means for your kid and what's next. The College Board is offering tips on helping your child prepare for SAT and college. And as I mentioned, Aaron Lemonstrasse is with us, Executive Director of the College and Career Access with the College Board. Aaron, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here because we know this is the season, you know, ready or not, we got to get kids ready for college. And every year, about 4 million 10th and 11th grade students take the SAT test, right?
Yeah, that's right. So every year this fall in October, about 4 million students take the PSAT. So that's the test that comes right before the SAT. They're aligned to the same stuff, so they test the same amount of reading and writing and math that test how your readiness is going for college and career. And so, like you said, it's a great opportunity for all those students who took the test this fall to understand how they did and understand what they should be doing next.
Well, there's a lot riding on this with the PSAT and the NMSQT test, right?
Yeah, so because all these students are taking it, that means there's a lot of scholarship providers who have taken note. So at this point, there's over $250 million scholarship money connected to the PSAT and NMSQT. So we all know that college is expensive and students are having trouble paying for it. One of the best ways to get there and to be able to pay for it is to get some of that scholarship money. So it's a great chance to access that.
Well, Aaron, and I think, it, you know, the other benefit of this for parents and for the kids themselves, first of all, we're talking about college readiness and also giving them, you know, some preliminary indication as to their interest and what they might choose as a major down the road, does it not?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. So based on taking the PSAT, NMSQT students can then go to bigfuture.org. That's our website that's totally free for everyone, where you can start searching for colleges, you can start searching for majors that you might be interested in. If you find a major that you're interested in, you can then see what schools near you might offer that major, how much they cost, everything having to do with that. So students start getting in that college mindset and start taking the right next steps to get there.
Well, you know, Aaron, I got so excited to say PSA and MSQT, you know, and we jumped into this so quickly, but I want to just rewind just a moment here and make sure our audience is up to speed with us for those that are hearing PSAT and MSQT, that they understand what it is.
Yeah, so the PSAT and MSQT is a test of for sophomores and juniors primarily of their reading, writing, and math abilities. So, but the difference between the PSAT and then also the SAT from a lot of other these bubble tests that students take is it's actually connected to student opportunity. So it's not just that we're having kids come in and fill out a bunch of bubbles and then they forget about this test and don't even know what happened to them. With the PSAT and MSQT and the SAT, the results of their performance get them into college, get them scholarship dollars, get them access to free practice to help them improve where they might have gaps. So this is really a test that opens opportunities. It isn't just a test that's there to, you know, waste students' time in class.
Now, can they take this test more than once?
Yeah, absolutely. So the PSAT and MSQT is offered in school. So it's primarily offered on Wednesdays in October, and then it's given again in the spring, also in school.
Mm-hmm.
But students can use it in order to prepare for the SAT, which they can take multiple times. We don't think anyone should be taking the test, you know, too many times. You've got as much as I think it's important to take and it gets you to college and unlocks opportunities, there's definitely better things you can do with your life than take the SAT for the, you know, 17th time. So we do see data, though, that shows that students who take the SAT at least twice do perform better, which means they get into more competitive schools and they unlock more scholarship dollars.
That's excellent. Aaron, what about preparation for the PSAT and MSQT?
Yeah, you know, Bill, the best way to prepare for the SAT now just happens to be free. And that's going to satpractice.org, which is our partnership with Khan Academy, where we've given them access to all of the data about how students do and what's on the test so that they can build a personalized plan for students that takes the student performance on the PSAT or the SAT and gets them exactly what they need to be doing next. So whether that's single variable linear equations or circles or reading comprehension, whatever it may be, Khan Academy has access to all of the resources and practice tests and questions to build a personalized plan for students. And that's available at satpractice.org.
Not to get too much in the weeds here, Aaron, but what do parents and students need to be aware of in terms of, you know, what they're going to be measured on?
Yeah, so what the SAT and then the PSAT and MSQT measure are what students are learning in class in high school. So it's aligned to state curriculum so that you don't need to be doing any extra practice on content that you aren't already learning in school. You know, some of us who are old enough to have taken the SAT a while ago might remember SAT words. So this idea of I've got to learn a whole bunch of words that I didn't otherwise know and that I'm never going to use again.
Exactly.
To be honest, that was a bit absurd when it was the case. And we've done away with it. So now the math that you see on the SAT is going to be the math you already learned in high school. The reading you're going to be asked to do is from passages that are going to be the type of passages you've already read in high school. And the writing you're going to be asked to do is the sort of writing that you're already learning and that you're going to need to do when it comes to writing in college. So while we do encourage you to practice for free at satpractice.org, it's actually practice. It's reviewing what you've already learned, as opposed to having to learn some entirely new material that we think is just a waste of time.
Exactly. Well, see, this is why you had to get involved. You saw the ludicrousness of the previous concepts. And, hey, there is a better way here. We can actually be more effective, and this is win-win all the way around. So good on you to get involved and, you know, add to the difference that's being made here by the team that makes all this stuff happen. And as you say, What a great opportunity for kids. And I think for parents, and also to kind of, you know, get a general report card of how they're doing, you know, how they're learning in high school and how this is going to set them up for their future.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the whole point here is to help students and their parents and their counselors and any other caring adult in their life help them make the right choices and take the right next steps. Because let's be honest, the path to college is complicated and it's not always clear what you should be doing next. So the best weapon you have is good information about where you're at today and where you should be going next.
Exactly. And I like the idea that it sets a plan and purpose for these kids. And, you know, especially as you say, you know, picking a college, figuring out what classes to take, all this stuff can be a bit overwhelming. But this gets you on a solid pathway, not to mention it opens up a vault of thousands of dollars that are available. And that's free money. Why not take advantage of it, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's over $1 billion of private scholarship money available for students. And then there's another over a billion dollars of public money available through the federal government. That's your money. I mean, it comes from taxpayers. So you paid into that money. You should get every cent of it that you deserve. And so in order to do that, you just have to put in a little bit of effort. And so that means doing some searching for scholarships. And it also means accessing the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid, in order to get access to all of the federal money as well.
Well, Aaron Lemonstrasse is with us, and as the Executive Director for College and Career Access, he leads the College Board's digital efforts to clear a path for students to college and career success. Again, just to remind everybody that they can start taking these preliminary tests now, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So over 4 million students took the PSAT and MSAT this fall. There's more opportunities in the spring, and then they can always take the SAT, especially if they're going to be juniors in the spring. It's a great time to get started, take the SAT, see how you're doing. Just make sure to get in that free practice first at satpractice.org.
Okay, and that's what I was going to ask you, and you just did that for me. You answered where the students and families can go for more information.
Yeah, and for more information on the test, head to psat.org. Or for information on the SAT, you can go to sat.org.
Aaron Lemonstrasse, yes, he is the genius. He's keeping us all out of trouble and getting us ready to get on the road to college, okay? Executive Director for College and Career Access with the College Board. Aaron, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you for all the information. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Dan Perkins here for Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Songs and Stories is now 4 years old. We have relationships with over 110 organizations helping veterans. We have given away over 16,000 MP3 players helping vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide prevention. Our website is songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Your tip of the day is to think about others in need in this time of year. Merry Christmas from all of us at Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we live
higher. You are the only king forever. Bill
Martinez, live. Hey, Sway, you like us? Fresh and independent, coming at you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it's great to have Luke Zamperini back with us to talk about the DVD release of Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Luke, of course, was one of the producers of the movie. Unbroken, the inspirational true story continues the path to redemption, which was the follow-up to the 2014 three-time Oscar-nominated epic that tells the inspiring true story of Olympian Louis Zamperini's post-World War II journey. Luke, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, very kind of you. I'll tell you, I've been really excited to have this opportunity to talk to you. In fact, I had just spoke with Will Graham here a couple of weeks back. We were talking about his new book, and he had talked about how you guys palled around a little bit and how much he enjoyed the relationship that you two had kindled, you know, during the shooting, and the subsequent friendship that you've been able to to get as a result.
Yes, it's been a real pleasure getting to know Will. You know, we've done a lot of work together on the film and promoting it as well.
Right.
We've done a lot of interviews together, and it's wonderful because, you know, Billy Graham, his grandfather, was such a big part of my dad's work. And mm-hmm. It's just a pleasure for that relationship to continue between the Zamperinis and the Grahams. And so Will is just a wonderful guy. I love him dearly.
Well, here it is. You two have so much in common in as much as that you're impacted, certainly he by his grandfather, an iconic figure, you by your father, who the more and more we realize, you know, what your father sacrificed for the sake of freedom for this country. Certainly, you know, the other chapter, which I'm sure he would probably say was more important than anything that he did in the war, and that was his relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes, quite. right. You know, if you if one has read the book Unbroken, they would know that when they saw the first film Unbroken, that it didn't tell the entire story. It told a good portion of it, and indeed, it was very it was very important to tell that portion of the story. But Unbroken: Path to Redemption picks up where that first film left off, and indeed covers the climax of my father's life. You know, all that he went through on the life raft and in prison camp and all his experiences in athletics before that, it all culminated when he came home from World War II, and what he brought with him was, today we call it post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right, exactly.
And back then they didn't know what to call it, but, you know, he from the moment he met the bird, who was the most heinous of his guards, and the bird began to him on a daily basis. My dad's his revenge was internalized and manifested itself in these horrific nightmares, where the bird would be beating him with a kendo stick, or beating him with his fist, or kicking him, or hitting him with a belt buckle. And these nightmares would always end up with my dad trying to throttle the life out of this guy with his hands around his throat. And so this came home with him. It didn't go away. He was harboring such hatred for this man that he felt that he could only defeat the bird by going back to Japan, finding him, and killing him, which was just tearing him apart. You know, if you hate somebody, You're not really hurting that person, but you're destroying yourself.
Exactly.
It's like drinking poison and hoping the other guy dies.
Exactly.
So, you know, he comes back from the war. He meets my mom. They have a wonderful romance. They get married and they start building a family together. But it wasn't enough to turn him around. He was still just spiraling out of control. He was self-medicating with alcohol. He was getting in fist fights at the drop of a hat. He was, you know, losing, he lost all of his money in one bad business deal after another. He was just, got to the point where my mom said, I've had enough. And even though my sister was born and she was just a few months old, my mom thought, well, you know what? I can't take this anymore, Louis. I'm going to pursue a divorce.
Right.
And, of course, that you know, he loved her dearly, and something miraculous happened though. Because
It started with your mom, right? Your mom was the one she was looking, and she went to a revival, a tent meeting of Dr. Graham's before your dad, right?
That's correct. It was a neighbor in their apartment building that got her to go and hear this, you know, this new preacher. I mean, this was 1949. No one had heard of Billy Graham until this crusade in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
It was supposed to be a 2-week crusade. It was so popular that they extended it, and it ran for 8 weeks. And good thing they did, because it was in that latter part that my mom went to the meeting with her neighbor, and she came home that night and said, Louis, because of the newfound joy in my heart, I am not going to divorce you, and we're going to work this thing out. But you have got to go back with me and hear this guy preach. Of course, my dad wanted nothing to do with the revival meeting.
Right.
And he was not a religious person. And but she convinced him to go. He figured if this is what it took to get her to stick it out with him, he would give it a shot. Of course, he said, look, there's one condition, though. When this guy gets thrown me out of the center, I don't need to hear that. And if I get offended, you're going to leave.
Right.
And she said, okay, that's fine, as long as you come with me. And so sure enough, he hated what he was hearing, and he stormed out of the tent meeting. And they told him, don't ever take me to a place like that again. I hated it. But she just reminded him that because of her new relationship with Jesus Christ, that she was not going to divorce him, and she talked him into going back a second time.
Yeah, he could see something different in your mom, that he had to know there was something dramatic that had changed her mind and gave her a sense of peace, did he not?
Oh, definitely. They were no longer arguing. She was got much more cunning after she after she came to faith, and she knew what he needed.
Yeah.
And she was going to get him back there no matter what it took. And so she convinced him to go back a second time. But he said the same condition applies. And, you know, when I'm offended, I'm leaving. And indeed, he didn't like what he was hearing again. And he was making his way out of the tent when he just, you know, he heard Reverend Graham say something to the effect that, you know, when you get to the end of your rope and you've got no place else to turn, that's when people turn to God to save them from whatever situation they're in. And it reminded him of a prayer that he had on the life raft. And if you saw the first film, you see
yes.
that he makes that prayer in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Mm.
And he'd forgotten all about that prayer. The prayer was, Lord, if you get me home from this alive, I will seek you and serve you my entire life. And he suddenly realized that God had taken care of his part of the bargain. But Louis Zamperini had not. So he said, I don't even know how it happened. I just found myself down there by the stage, and there was a counselor that talked to me and led me through the sinner's prayer. And he said, you know, he'd been suffering with these horrific nightmares for years that he brought home from the war with him. And he said when he got up off his knees, he knew he was done getting drunk. He knew he was done fighting. And he knew he'd forgiven his prison guards, including the bird, who was the nemesis in his life. And he went home that night. It was the first night in years that he didn't have that nightmare. He never had it again the rest of his life.
Wow. And I know that in the story, he did try to connect with the bird, was unable to do that, but he did meet up with others who... you know, caused him to suffer during his encampment, and he forgave them as he did the bird. He couldn't do it face to face, which is what he wanted to do. But nonetheless, he let that go, and he was no longer that vessel of hatred and unforgiveness, and he was redeemed, and the message he took forth the rest of his life was somebody who was, very stubborn, thought he could do it his own way, and brought this gospel message out there. Now, as you were traveling with him, because you were his right hand during this last chapter of his life of taking the gospel message out, what touched you most, Luke, about your father?
Well, first of all, he was a man who could never stop talking about his Lord and Savior. I mean, it was every day, all day long. He thoroughly loved Jesus Christ, and he wanted to share that love with as many people as he could. So he's willing, you know, in his great age, he was 97 when he gave his last speech that I took him to. And so he could barely get around, but he would endure traveling across the country just to have an opportunity to share his story with people in the hopes that they might come to faith through his example. And he just spent a life. I mean, from the moment he became a Christian, he spent the rest of his life in service to other people and trying to help people come to a saving faith in Jesus Christ. And that was his life's mission. And, the day that he passed away, I said, Dad, you're going home to be with the Lord today, but your work here on earth is not done.
Yes.
Your story is going to continue to affect people for generations.
Exactly. Well, Luke, we got to leave it right there. The movie, Unbroken Path to Redemption, on Blu-ray and DVD.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products